Hey everyone, it's Jess. I wanted to share with you a strategy that I have used with a lot of families. I think the verbiage is helpful for thinking about how to be preventative in our strategies and really proactive in thinking about how we support our kids who may struggle with sensory processing or regulation difficulties. So the strategy that I will use and recommend to a lot of families is called the fire escape plan. And the way I explain it is basically this is just like a fire escape plan. But first I give the context of why do we have a fire escape plan in the first place? We have a fire escape plan, this routine that we are going to follow in the event of an emergency that we practice when we are calm and regulated. We do that so that in that event of an emergency, when we are dysregulated and we're operating in a fight, flight, or freeze, we are panicked. We don't have to think about how to get to safety. We just go because there's a plan and our brain just will just do it. It's supposed to be automatic. I think we can take the same context because we know that a lot of dysregulation is really just a fight, flight, or freeze response within the nervous system. It's a stress response, a nervous system looking desperately for safety and not able to use logic. We can use the same strategy with our kids and create a fire escape plan. What do we do in this situation when this happens, when you really need to get out, when the sounds are becoming too much, when this task is becoming too tricky? What's difficult about it is it's not going to be the same all the time. It will be different in every environment, in every situation. So I think it's helpful to review this with our kids before we go places. So for example, you might be taking your child to a movie and you know that they have some sensory sensitivities. So you might be preparing them ahead of time. Okay, if it gets too loud, if you get too scared, if it becomes too dark, you can squeeze my hand and we'll leave. We're gonna walk out of the theater, right? The fire escape plan is squeeze my hand, we get out. So it has to be accessible to them in the moment of dysregulation, and there has to be a space to go to get away from the thing, right? The lion in the room that the zebra feels is being chased by. So it will look different in all these different situations. Or in a school setting, we have kids who elope. I don't particularly like that word because I always feel like it implies that they're just like running for fun. It is a flee response. They are flight in flight to get away from a nervous system threat. I do not feel safe, secure, and in control. I need to get out of here. I need to do it now. It's an emergency. So creating a fire escape plan around that of, hey, sometimes you feel this sudden urge to get out. Where are we going to go? Do we need to tell somebody? Can we tell somebody? Is that an even appropriate expectation? Some kids cannot. But if you at least have a plan of where we're going to go, it makes it a little bit easier so they know where to go and that adult doesn't panic as well. Because often then the restriction that comes afterwards, if you can't leave the classroom, you have to ask first, is a control response from a dysregulated adult who is just nervous and scared that a kid might get hurt because we don't know where they're going to go. We don't want them fleeing the building, going to the street. Those are valid safety concerns. But we also can't let our own dysregulation restrict someone else's access to a regulating situation. So by adding in some parameters and reviewing it ahead of time and reminding them, maybe having visuals, helping families think about this of what is your fire escape plan? What is your kid's plan to get out? If you're at the dentist's office and suddenly it becomes too much, instead of biting somebody, maybe I can raise my hand and I can stop and I can have actual full control over the situation. They're going to stop and get out of my mouth. So I think by phrasing it this way and explaining to them, it has to be this routine thing. You have to rehearse it and talk through it. And you might have to customize it to different environments because we don't get out of a burning building the same way twice. Might help them think about how they can support their kids in a proactive way.